like HF, or I'd just like, you know, PHF, UHF. I'd like to do it all, VMR, and Wires X, and HF, and FE8, and CW. I'm learning. I'm not very good at it yet, but I love doing all stuff. It's just fun making contact, talking to people, and I love the engineering challenges of trying to build a thing, right? Whether it's an antenna or a part of my radio, I love all of it.
There are so many aspects to look at. It's hard to keep focused on one thing. But that's the nice thing about ham radio is that there's lots of things to do, lots of places to explore. I remember when I was in high school, we had a ham radio club, which I wasn't associated with, but I remember one of the guys telling me they wanted to do moon bounce. And I thought, why would you want to bounce something off the moon? That sounds like useless. But now I see some charm in it. So that's the way it goes. Things change. But I enjoy the technical aspect of the hobby. And I enjoy meeting people. It's a lot of fun. It's not the teacher's hobby around, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, I can't think of too many hobbies that are too cheap these days either. I mean, whatever you want to get into, there's an initial cost, right? And like playing cards or going to the library, everything's got a cost. But there's ways to mitigate it, right? Antennas, you can spend thousands of dollars on antennas, or you can spend, you know, $100 on cards to build one. It works out good. It's a great hobby, though. I agree. It's a hobby full of hobbies. I think the moon bouncing is on my list. Satellites are on my list of things to try out. It's a matter of spending the time and building the right antennas and then figuring out how to track the satellite, which I know all that info's out there. It's just a matter of dedicating the time to learn that particular aspect. This is KD2PLI for identification.
KD2PXV. Satellites are interesting. they are often very crowded. You think that not many people would be interested in them, but some people are real hounds for contacts via the satellites. I was amazed when I first was using the Digipeater on the ISS. That was mind-blowing. The ISS is going to may not have forever, unfortunately. Well, there are other things to do with satellites, too.
Yeah, my understanding is there are various types of satellites, right? There are some that just forward any signal, so you could bounce that FE8 off them. And there are other ones that just work on certain frequencies, band. And there's some of them, UHF for 1%, and VHF for receive, or something like that. So you got to have an antenna that handles both pretty well. So yeah, all these stuff that I look forward to learning more about. So are you a Rochester resident, or Weston Park, or farther?
I live in Penfield, but not very far from Rochester. I've lived here about 25 years.
Yes, I am born and raised in Henrietta. I've lived in Henrietta all but 3 years of my life. I'm close to my folks who still live in Henrietta. So, I mean, it's not the perfect town, but it's my hometown. So I was born there, I'm going to die there, I think. On the off weeks, I have a cottage up in Waterport. I don't know if you know where Waterport is, or Greens, or Carlton. It's at the end of the parkway. Started up there this weekend to enjoy the empty space out there. Not a lot of people. There's no stores. It's just kind of quiet.
Yeah, I know exactly where Waterport is. My father-in-law used to have a house there. We would go out and visit here on Sundays, and it was nice. That was near the lake.
Right on the lake, and the view is amazing. It's great. I work from home, so I got my laptop with me, and I have a porch. I have a covered porch, and I'll just sit out on the porch on the shore and do my meetings and do my work. And it's the best thing in the world, I tell you.
Yeah, it sounds idyllic to be out on the porch and working. So it's the better is not working in the porch, but you have to have jobs. Do you have a boat? That would be nice to have, I suppose, if the shore permits it.
A boat. We had jet skis years back, but
it's
not the same thing. It's not as they didn't turn out to be for us. Like, it was okay, but going out into the open lake, open deep lake on the jet ski, I don't know, it scared us. It just kind of felt unsafe. You know, the older you get, the less risk you want to take. But we talked about getting the boat, and to be honest, it wasn't that big of a deal to us. So we decided not to spend the money. You're talking $40,000-$50,000, right? Like a car payment for a boat that we would probably use 3 or 4 times a year. And we can't, our shoreline isn't one that you can put a dock on very easily. And even then, it would be a big job to put it in, take it out, put it in, take it out, because the ice on the on Lake Ontario would just destroy it. So we opted not to. I mean, that's fine with me. I just like the view. I don't necessarily care much about going in the water. Thank you.
Yeah, I sailed on Lake Ontario for many years. It's a nice lake. Sometimes the weather comes up and things get a little rough. It's a wonderful resource that we have. Visitors are amazed that you can see. You can't see across it. It's so big, but it's a great resource.
Various Canadian cities like Toronto and I think it's called St. Catharines, it's kind of off to the west there. You can see the glow of those cities from the shoreline on a night.
You must get a good view of the aurora from this way.
Never seen it from up there, but the times that it was visible, I wasn't there. I was home, and unfortunately I don't pay attention to the news on it, so I find out when it's too late that it would be a good time to be up there. But I gotta set up a camera or something and try to capture it sometime if I can catch it live just to see it.
This is the NY1US All-Star Note 420675 in South Wales, NY.
It's quite remarkable phenomenon. You can't always see it directly, but if you have a camera, you can check out the colors. It's such a big, long exposure. I'm sort of have to drag up the lake and come to, and so it's a little more effort, but it's still rewarding.
Binoculars,
so
I can just kind of spot out stuff like that, but yeah, it's pretty easy.
That's all fine.
Beautiful
picture. This is Shady 2 TXT. I, we're breaking up quite a bit. Then you're at the visit of the reception for the repeater, I don't know.
I'm about 40 miles from the repeater at this point, so maybe I'll have to say 7-3. You're still coming in really well here, yeah, it's a bit of a distance from where I am, so I very much enjoyed chatting with you, sir, and I hope to catch you on the net in 2 weeks. Next Thursday, we're going to do a trial run, which is just kind of working out the kinks. You're welcome to join us and help us work out those kinks. I look forward to chatting with you in 2 weeks. This is
KE2 ELI. This is KE2 TXD, signing off, 73.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.